I'm Cody Goff. This is the Brian Noonan Show web exclusive podcast, the really extreme hardcore one with Brian Noonan. Roger Badish joining us as he does sometimes.
In a red seersucker shirt.
Yeah, is it?
It's very red seersucker.
It's very red. Very
you are the shirt.
The shirt and me.
Ah.
I got this at a blue light special at Kmart.
Look at you bragging that you have $17. Welcome, everybody, to, as Cody said, to the podcast. We're glad you're here. I just found out one of my brothers listens to the podcast. I don't know how often he listens to the podcast, but it came out last night. He said, oh, I was listening to your podcast. And then he realized he had almost given me a compliment, so he double clutched. And he went, well, I had it on kind of in the background of what I was doing. I was like, oh, yeah, all right, well, that's, you know, that's better than a lot, I guess. So we'll take it. So welcome to everybody. We are on Facebook for a little bit, and then we will go to exclusively to WGNRadio.com. But you can listen to the whole thing. If you miss any portion of it, of course, go to WGNRadio.com, and you can do that. Roger was just regaling us with, and I feel bad saying this. Roger went to the Cubs game. He's going to the last call. And we all know my baseball allegiance, so while I don't wish the Cubs any ill, because I have a lot of friends who are misguided and are Cubs fans, I wish them the best of luck. I honestly do. But there is not a chance that I could care any less about what happens at a Cubs game.
Oh,
yeah. No, you know what? You know what affects me about Wrigley Field? Rehearsals for the play are in that area, and the other night, was it Thursday was the night they thought they were going to clinch? Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
Right, Thursday.
Oh, my God. Traffic was insane, and the parking was I drove around the theater for 45 minutes
trying to find a spot.
Yeah. Not a free spot, which are almost impossible, but
it's
any
all permit
spot.
Around there, I think.
It is all permit, except on Belmont.
Okay.
And then there's a few spots on the north-south streets. There's like a few spots on each side of Belmont.
Okay.
But those were all taken
and
by
the
crazy Cubs.
And it's worse, not just from the traffic, but because of all the construction going on around there now.
Yeah.
Clark Street and around that whole area.
Oh, man, and suburbanites coming in all clad in blue. Yeah. They're driving me crazy.
Roger, if you roll to your right about a foot, then everyone on the internet will be able to see your beautiful, lovely face.
There you go.
Well, let's not get carried away. All right, seriously.
Let's at least give them a glimpse. So people want to see you.
Oh, look at that. Holy moly.
See, it's high definition.
Amazing how that
Paul Ragone.
It's definitely not defined.
Paul Ragone giving us a yo.
I'm regaled.
Shout out.
So, my first game of the year.
Oh, yeah?
And through the courtesy of one of our cohorts.
Really?
Here at WGN.
Is that right?
I know he'd be embarrassed, but Dave Plyer.
Oh, sure. Good Dave.
Donated a couple of tickets to the cause. And then
very nice. Good for him.
Dave Schwann also was there with Rick Pearson.
I saw your picture on Facebook. It was fascinating.
So it was nice. We had a good time.
Good. Irene, Chris, my cousin Jim's wife, Chris.
It's a family show.
Hello. Yeah, Marianne. Yeah. I don't know who Marianne is. She's saying hi. Hi, Marianne. Irene, hi. Thanks. We like to give people shout-outs.
Love shout-outs.
Yeah.
So, all right, we covered this a little bit in the regular show. This new eyewear, I told you last week they were retro. Do you agree that they are retro looking?
They're very. You look like the horn rim glasses guy from Heroes.
Yes. HRG.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
The guy who never had any powers. But he was always, like, there, and he always survived everything.
Well, wasn't he the father of the cheerleader?
Yes.
HRG?
No. She was adopted.
Right, but I'm saying he was her father.
Right.
So, it's that and, again, watch Designated Survivor. That's going to be the new Kiefer Sutherland show. He has these glasses.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I look like everybody from a documentary about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was one of those things as I was... Molly was with me when I was looking for regular glasses. Uh-huh. And she, as... I don't know if... I don't know where she got it, but she's very opinionated. And so I tried on a number of glasses that were suggested by the lovely people at Warby Parker. And I'm not getting paid by Warby Parker, but you, Warby Parker, could be part of the podcast if you would like. But anyway, so they tried on some, like, first they gave me these round ones, and they were fun. But I think the fun would have worn out in about a minute and a half.
Well, how did they go with this? Your face?
Well,
shape?
They looked okay because
they're
pretty smart about picking stuff that goes with your face. And then I put these on, and Molly's, oh, I like those much better. Because I tried on some that were, like solid color all the way around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that seemed too, since I've never worn glasses, seemed like too much. Like, these kind of disappear, yeah. You know?
I thought you were going to get the round ones like the bad guy has in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Maybe I get another pair.
Oh, the one where he pulls the metal, he pulls it off slowly around the ears. And then, what is it? He wiped his face and took out the hanger with the jacket or something. It was the German guy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was the German guy, wasn't it?
I don't know anything about what is going on there.
Never mind.
I don't remember. I blocked out a lot of that movie. It's too violent.
It was the SS officer.
Yeah.
With the black coat.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah. I remember that character, but mm-hmm. I don't remember that. So anyway, I'm still trying. Somebody texted me before and said, please, I know you said you're not good at being patient, but be patient. Don't give up. So I'm not. And I have prescription sunglasses, too. So the other day, driving for the first, because they told me not to drive right away because mm-hmm. you don't have peripheral vision, really. Like, to look out your side view mirrors, I have to turn my head.
Right.
But I drove the other day. Whatever.
So are they technically bifocals or trifocals?
I don't know. I think they're supposed to be trifocals. Okay. I haven't found the middle focal yet.
Yeah. They're dufocals, Roger. There is no try.
Ooh.
Cody recycling a joke that he did about the tripod. Always good when you go. The first time it was genius. Now I know other people didn't know it, only
see,
I did.
You would have laughed, but I kind of prematurely
right.
blew that one.
You prematurely blew your joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hate when that happens.
Which is, there's a lot of different ways we can read that.
Such a web exclusive podcast we run on this.
It is very webby, very exclusive-y. Yeah, so, coming up in the web exclusive, on the web part, we're going to save this story for the WGNRadio.com part. Another reason why I don't carry a gun. Another reason.
Well,
probably the main reason.
All right.
Main reason I don't carry a gun or any other sort of weapon.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is that story coming up.
I know you flirted with the samurai sword for a while.
I still am flirting with the samurai sword because, as you know, when we go to España, we're going to take a day trip to Toledo, which was the medieval sword capital of the world. Ooh. Soldiers and armies would come from all over Europe to Toledo, Spain, because of their sword artistry.
And notice he said Toledo, not Toledo.
Right.
No, I'm not going to a Mudheadens game. I'm going to España. I think I just broke the chair. Broke the chair live. That way I can't deny it.
Wow.
It was live.
Don't call
Facebook.
Attention to it. Cut. Oh, we don't have a cameraman.
Stay on the air, Jay.
Whoops.
No, it's these crazy armrest deals. It didn't break. I don't like these chairs.
Yeah, I
am going to complain about every... this is definitely first world problem. Man, my big adjustable office chair is not as comfortable as it should be for me to sit in like for an hour on a Sunday. This is awful. I don't think I'm... The samurai sword, maybe not, but maybe a big battle sword. Like in Game of Thrones?
Like a claymore?
Ooh.
Yeah, like what's the one that Ned Stark had with the lion handle on it?
I think that might be a claymore.
I don't know.
It's
that's a
big.
Mine, isn't
or
it?
Or a broadsword.
Yeah. Broadsword, yeah, I want a broadsword.
All right.
One that not only will I be able to decapitate someone, but it will be good upper body workout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Do you think they have Valyrian steel in...
I'll ask.
Okay.
That'll be my first question as I walk in. Do you have any Valyrian steel? And then as I'm handcuffed and dragged down the hill back to the high-speed train, I'm kidding. Shut up. Take your sword and get out of here. And the other thing is, I don't know how I'll get it through customs as I go up, unless I kneel on one knee and put my hands above it while wearing a huge dog as a collar.
Well, you'll have to check it.
Oh, yeah, I have to check it. I can't. But I'm going to try to get it in my first bag because I don't want to pay double bag fees.
Oh, put it in a golf bag. There you go.
Yeah, that's
how many clubs you got? Just the one.
Just one. And I play through whenever the hell I want. I just walk up the fairway swinging the broadsword. I don't even know if I'd be able to lift a broadsword.
They're heavy.
They look heavy.
Yeah.
And all those medieval fighter guys looked. But the people were smaller back then.
That's true. Napoleon was 5'7", and he was tall for his time. Did you know that?
Really?
Trivia.
Wow.
Trivia.
Even on the web exclusive, we provide edutainment.
Edutainment. How do you do? You're going to have to show me how to do the reverb at some point.
I'm going to have to figure it out.
Okay, well, once you're able to see again, once you regain the power of sight.
Yeah, but somebody's upset that I don't have a Noonan family sword. I don't have a Noonan family sword. No, I don't.
No, although I decided today, my girlfriend and I decided the sigil of House Wrigleyville is the bear.
House Wrigleyville?
I live in Lincoln Park, Lakeview. Everyone in the last 2 weeks has only worn Cubs gear.
Right.
Like, step outside my apartment front door, a family of 12 walking by, all wearing...
Everybody wearing Cubs gear.
They're not jerseys, are they? The jerseys?
Shirts. You can wear jerseys or T-shirts.
No, but with they're called jerseys.
Yes, well, they're jerseys.
The uniform.
You have a T-shirt that has sayings on it, then you have a Cubs jersey, right, which
like
is like someone else's name on the back of it.
Yeah. It's interesting that a football jersey and a hockey jersey look alike.
Hockey sweater.
Yeah,
well, you can
sweater.
Wear, but when you've got a hockey jersey.
I have a hockey sweater.
And
I have numerous hockey sweaters.
You also have a hockey jersey.
No, they're called sweaters.
They're sweaters.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not called jerseys.
No, they're called sweaters.
Are they?
Because in the original days of the NHL, they were actually like wool sweaters.
Yeah. To get more.
So, I'm being a jerk, but yeah. the hockey purists will call them sweaters.
No, yes. I'm learning about hockey, which is something.
So hockey, the technically correct term for the Blackhawks sweater is sweater, but people will call it a jersey. Football, it's still a jersey. Baseball, it's a jersey.
I've already been called that because the bad guy was in Raiders of the Lost Ark, not Temple of Doom. Thank you, Paul, for that correction. I'm just all over the place.
I didn't say
tonight.
It. I saw it before, and I wasn't going to mention a thing.
I love that people
I wanted to see the look
on
your
fly.
Voice.
No, come get us. Somebody's angry that we're... Right. Oh, Scotty Bacon is angry. He has
no, I don't know if it's... Is it, I don't know that he's the one that did the angry.
It yeah,
just,
it is.
He is.
You hover over it.
Is it because we didn't shout him out?
I don't know.
There he is saying, paused.
Hey.
It should resume.
Oh, that happened. That's our connection.
Yeah, that's
we have a terrible connection. Broadcasting, it's fine. Yeah. Watching it, we do not
don't
have
the... Don't worry about that part.
Wow.
So what were we talking about? Oh, so everybody comes out. I drove right by your house the other day, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Because I got rerouted on my Waze route to rehearsal, I drove right by your house.
I was wondering, I should have stopped. Where did that flaming bag of manure come from? And
I had to fling it out the window at some point.
right.
I always make the mistake of lighting it on fire and just driving and going, oh, man, I got to get rid of this thing. And then just fling. So you come out of your house. All these people are wearing Cubs paraphernalia.
I'm just saying it's the, you know.
It's a sea
of
blue.
Be, sure. Right? And so so now you have named your apartment some sort of...
No, you were talking about a sword. I talked about sigils.
Right. And then we interrupted your story because we got into a hockey sweater discussion.
There was no story.
That was it.
What is a sigil?
A sigil is the most important part of a house. House Noonan has to have a sigil. Like House Stark has the dire wolf and House Lannister has the lion.
Right. Oh.
And House Goff has the dragon.
House Goff has the giant dragon,
right? Like the Targaryens, but mine's better. And
I'm going to have to come up with
Roger,
one.
Roger, what's your house sigil?
Dead chicken, maybe? I don't know.
Wow. That makes sense.
Chicken. A broken window from the baseball that someone threw. Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
A brick.
Wow.
The story gets sadder and sadder by the minute.
I don't know.
They're memorable.
Crutches.
They're memorable sigils.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to forget the broken window and the brick sigil.
Mine is a mooning leprechaun.
There you go. And rightly so.
That's it. It's a leprechaun's big, well, not big, leprechaun-sized.
Well, rear end. I just had an idea.
Uh-oh.
For, you both said uh-oh. That's good. This is reassuring. Roger has to go for the news at 9:30 every day, and then
we never
know when to end the Facebook Live feed.
That
from now on, when Roger walks out, he should hit end on the thing.
Well, I think that's a fantastic idea. And on that note,
do you know
I
got to
run upstairs and do the
all
news.
Right, do you know how to do that?
Now's the part where we see if it can be done.
All right, we'll find out.
Okay.
This is
going,
the true
yeah,
test.
Yeah, wander
you
over there.
Over and like hit the button or something?
Yeah, it should say end
off.
Broadcast or
okay.
something.
Thanks,
Facebook
Live.
Live.
We'll see you. We'll see you next week, and continue listening at WGNRadio.com.
Check out the web exclusive podcast for the rest of this conversation.
Right. And remember, get invited. TonyLovesTina.com.
It says finish.
Well, then hit it.
I can do that. on the count of three. Really? 148.
And now we're only on WGNRadio.com, where you can also, no, you can't find, you got to go to WGN Plus to find Game Life Balance US, which is Cody's other podcast. There you go. There's your weekly plug.
Nice plug, Brian.
I always try to get that in for you because I respect your work.
I appreciate that.
We were only a few days away from opening night. A very exciting, nerve-wracking experience.
Of both Tony and Tina's wedding.
Yeah. So you're coming on opening night.
I am.
So this will be posted before that. So you're coming. Next week you could review the show. Oh, that'll be a treat. that would be fun. Yeah, do it. If you're going to review the show, don't do it on the other podcast. At least do it on this podcast.
Oh, you don't want me to review it on Game Life Balance?
You can review it. If you're going to review it there, that's fine, but then you have to review it here as well.
I will give a full review to your face.
Oh, I don't want to make you uncomfortable and ask you to do that.
I feel uncomfortable every week I come in.
I don't blame you. Me too. We're in full rehearsal mode. Running the show, because now the music guy showed up. The guy who plays Donny Dolce, Mr. Entertainment, he showed up. He had done that part in New York for the last year. So he's there, and now we got music. It's just craziness, craziness. But here's the story that I promised. So we know that I've talked to you many times about my road rage. I'm filled with all sorts of rage, and I don't like to usually compartmentalize things. I like my rage to just be a general rage against everything. But road rage is a particular thing that I know will end up killing me. I will either have a heart attack or stroke behind the wheel, or I will be killed in some sort of traffic-related incident.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yeah, that's a prediction. I don't need to bring some psychic in. I'm telling you right now. Now, do you want me to pinpoint the day and time? I can't do it, but I will say my chest does tend to get tight every time I get behind the wheel.
Wow.
So that's not good. And I finally realized... I've been having some pain in my shoulder when I lift and stuff. And I'm like, man, I wonder how I didn't do anything that should hurt. I don't know what this muscle is called in the front of your shoulder. Then I realized it's because I keep straight arming my steering wheel out of anger. And so it bangs right here on the front of my shoulder. And I think I've hurt my shoulder by banging on the steering wheel.
Wow, you pulled a Randy Orton.
Oh,
Randy
Let's
Orton.
Let's go way back to a wrestling callback.
It is. Randy Orton. Not Randy's dad. Not Bob Orton.
Not Cowboy Bob Orton. Randy Orton, yeah.
His son, Randy.
One of the Flying Ortons.
Before he'd... Flying? Did they fly?
I don't know. I just think every wrestling family dynasty should be the Flying whatever.
Sure.
The Flying Rhodes brothers.
Sure. So, Randy Andersons. Orton, before he does his finisher, he runs up to the mat and he pounds both of his fists on the mat.
Yeah.
So he's in a kind of a plank flat position. He's on the ground basically, and he pounds both of his fists. And one time during a match, he pounded it four or five times and dislocated a shoulder.
Oh.
From pounding the mat so hard. And you can see in the video, because, you know, everyone on the internet grabs it.
Yeah.
You can see in the video, he grabs his arm and starts cursing. And then he kind of plays it off and finishes the match because he's got one move left.
Right.
But he totally messed up his shoulder.
Well, that's got to be, because I'm straight arming like the top of my steering wheel.
You got to be careful.
I know. It's not like I'm precognition. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that the car is going to kill me in one way or another. Either that or it'll turn into Christine and crush me against a garage wall.
Mm.
Stephen King, you know.
Nah.
No, I don't read his books either because I don't have 400 pages to describe a drape.
Is that what he does?
Oh, Debbie loves Stephen King. But millions of people love Stephen King books. Millions. I may be the handful of people I can't. I've tried numerous times different Stephen King books. I can't do it.
I'm that way with Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But everybody loves Lord of the Rings.
It's my nerd Achilles heel. I don't like anything about Lord of the Rings. I don't like the movies. I saw one movie and thought it was ungodly boring.
Okay.
Stopped. I've tried reading The Hobbit three times. Every time I'll get maybe 100 pages in and look and say, they have walked into a forest.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of people I don't care about have walked into a forest, don't care. And I don't think I ever tried reading Lord of the Rings, but I'm not a Tolkien guy.
No, I saw the movies, the trilogy, the Lord of the Rings, but I never read the books. And I skipped the Hobbit movie. I was like,
it was three movies.
The Hobbit was three movies?
They split it into three movies.
Oh, no wonder I missed it. I had a hard time sitting through the three Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah, no thanks.
And that was, yeah, so,
I get nerd rage for that, too.
See? Rage. But do you ever hit anything? Do you ever hurt yourself? Do you ever feel tightness in your chest? Kind of stars in your eyes? I mean, left side of your body kind of go a little limp? Any of that ever happen?
Not physically, but sometimes I log into Final Fantasy 14 and have my thaumaturge travel across Eorzea destroying dragons.
See, I don't blame you. That's exactly what I would have done.
Right?
If I spoke dork. Unfortunately, I don't. But maybe it will. All right. So I'm aware of my issues, let's just say. I am pretty self-aware of all my stupid issues, like my lack of patience and all that stuff. It doesn't mean I change it, but at least I'm aware of it.
Sure.
So if people go, man, you are impatient, I go, yeah, I know. Or you're a jerk behind the wheel. You get so angry, like my wife does all that. Why are you so angry? But now she is getting just as angry. Because she'll come home and go, I have to take the train tomorrow. I go, which she's been saying since we moved. That was part of why we picked where we live, because we're 6 blocks from the train. And it was going to be a 17-minute commute for her. But, you know, whatever. Even last Christmas, I bought her this big, long down coat and these warm boots because she was going to take the train. And I was like, well, you can't be on the train and be cold. So here, Merry Christmas. It's beautiful. Oh, I love it. I can't wait to wear it on the train. Never. But now she comes home and complains about how she's got to take the train because she's going to have a stroke. Because she's so angry driving down Ogden Avenue, she's honking and flipping people off, and she realizes she's going to get shot because she drives through like South Lawndale, some dicey areas along Ogden to get home, and she's out of her mind. So, but then she's in the car with me, and she gets all high and mighty when I lose my temper. Which I know is not something I shouldn't do, but it happens. But now she's all judgmental, and I'm like, just because I don't ride home with you, you tell me the stories. So I know what's going on in your car, too. But anyway, I've been trying to corral it in a little bit. And I had to, for the 3 months that I drove for Uber and Lyft, I had to not have road rage until the last people got out of the car, and then I would rage.
Sure.
So I've been trying to do better, and I'm failing miserably. So yesterday morning, I'm on my way to rehearsal, and I'm on Ashland, and I'm about to turn on to Belmont. So because Lincoln shoots through there, I think it is, or Milwaukee.
Yes, Ashland, yes. Belmont, and Lincoln.
Yes, okay, so Ashland, Belmont, and Lincoln.
Gigantic intersection.
Yeah, and I've been okay, because there's been some traffic, but I'm like, okay, I got plenty of time, I left early, everything's good. I pull up, and now I'm like 4 cars from the light, and I'm going to be turning right onto Belmont. So I'm going north on Ashland, I'm turning right onto Belmont. The light turns green, and nobody moves. And nobody moves, and nobody moves. And so I give a quick, that's all. I don't lay on the horn. I'm not that guy. Right. I'm the Turns out, the first car in line was, I guess, trying to be nice. Was letting somebody, probably from the suburbs, turn right from the left lane. They realized they were at a corner they needed to turn, and instead of just going past and then coming around, they were going to go from the left lane over and turn right.
It is a 6-way intersection.
Yep. So, but again, the 2 honks, that was it. Then I realized what's happening. Okay, I'll get through. So we roll up, and I'm about now, there's a little red car in front of me. She starts to turn onto Belmont, and almost hits a jogger who is coming from the north side. So she's coming south through the crosswalk. So the woman stops. Now, going the other way is a man I can only describe as, I don't know, troll-like, maybe, in his young guy, 20s, little muscular, but squat. Mm-hmm. Lot of, you know, the black, just the black tattoos that go up the forearms that kind of look like flames, but not really.
No.
A lot of heavy metal guys will have them. They're just black flame tattoos kind of on the forearms. And he's wearing a black t-shirt, and he's got the big sideburns. And he looks like a metal guy.
Yeah.
Like a metal guy or a husky skateboard weightlifter killer guy.
When the works out.
Yeah, he obviously works out a little. But he's walking real slow. So the red car passes. And it must have, like, came, I don't know if it came, if he thought it came close behind him or what, but he's turning in the crosswalk and looking at me. Now, I haven't honked. I haven't said a word. My windows are open. Got my jams cooking. And as I turn and I'm parallel with him, I'm watching him the whole time, you know, because he's walking and I'm looking at him and he's staring at me. But I have sunglasses on, so it's not like I'm giving him the evil eye or whatever.
Right.
He starts screaming and he spins around and throws something at my car. And I feel it zing past my elbow and I hear this pop on my door. I'm out of my mind. And I slam on the brakes and I start, UMF. And he's like, get out of the car, get out of the car. And this is why I tease this story as saying, this is why I don't carry a firearm or a weapon. Because if I had a bat or something in the car, there's a good chance I would have got out.
Wow.
Because I was so angry. It's one of those situations, and I've talked about this before, and you've been, where you don't do anything wrong, and yet somebody turns on you, you know? Like, I didn't honk at this guy. I didn't make any... I had no contact with him whatsoever, other than the fact that he was walking through the crosswalk, and I was making a turn. But he was already into the... Like, I was going into the eastbound lanes. He was already in the westbound lanes. So I didn't come close to him. I didn't, you know, wasn't like I scared him. But I was watching him as I made the turn, and he was looking at me, and I don't know what he threw. But I get to rehearsal, I park the car, I get out. There was a huge dent in the silver strip along the window of the car. So I don't know what he threw, but he threw it hard enough, and it was hard enough to put a dent in my car.
Dude.
And I'm like, man. So, one, I know, rational, there's no way I should ever get out of a car in a confrontation. I know that. One, I'm 53. I've got a family. I'm, you know.
Right.
I could get killed.
Right.
Or I could kill somebody. Either way, that's not gonna go well. But I was so enraged, and I stopped, and I'm screaming, and people are looking, and I'm like, first of all, this is going to turn out really bad. But he kept walking too. He was screaming at me to get out of the car as he was walking the other way. And I'm like, but it was just horrifying. And then I just got madder and madder. And I didn't initially see the dent. And then I came out to feed the meter again, and I looked again, and there it was. And it's a pretty deep dent. So I have no idea what this guy could have thrown at me to make that kind of thing. But I'm thinking, my window was open. So thank God it didn't go, you know, another... Because, all right, so my elbow's on the window.
Right.
Like this. So a couple inches higher, that's right in the moneymaker.
Dude.
It's taking me out. For nothing. I didn't honk at it. He couldn't have heard me honk when I was sitting back on Ashland, because I think he was walking up Lincoln. So it's not even that I honked in his vicinity.
But you were looking at him.
But, I guess, but I had sunglasses on, so, you know, I'm watching as I'm turning. You know how you watch somebody in a crosswalk as you're turning?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, he was watching me, too.
Is it because he was offended by the giant bull horns on your hood?
Maybe. Maybe I tried to ram him. I tried to gore him.
Did you...
Like we're in Pompeii.
Why did he have something that heavy in his hand? That's what
I don't
know.
Know.
Like, I'm thinking a can of pop or something.
No, it wasn't, because I would have seen that coming. Whatever, because I saw him turn and I saw him make the throwing motion.
He's just holding a rock?
But there, yeah, it has to be a rock. Because I'm thinking a quarter or something isn't going to, you can't throw it that hard. It had to be something with heft. And even if he has a good arm, even if he's a frustrated baseball player who never made it because he was a troll.
Mm-hmm.
And please, trolls, I don't want to, don't listen to the podcast and then bound a big PR campaign against me. If you're a troll, you're a troll. And if you're a heavy metal guy with the tattoos on his arms, I like those. I'm just adding some description.
I'm not casting aspersions on heavy metal tattoo guys.
No, I like tattoos.
People like that just... You're right.
But he was loaded for something. I happen to be the recipient of that psychotic rage.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because, like you said, who has that? Just he didn't look around and I'm gonna bend over and pick something up. This was a fluid motion. He was looking at me, looking at me, looking at me, and then imagine we're looking at each other like we are right now, And I just kept going. And then when I got to the wall, I just spun and threw something at you.
People like that are bullies.
They're psychos is what they are.
They're psycho, but they're also bullies. And I share the same rage. One time my girlfriend was rollerblading. She rollerblades a lot to get around. And
that explains the calves.
That does, right?
Yep.
Very strong. And she uses the bike lane for that because she rollerblades fast.
Yeah.
And she's in the bike lane. And she went to yoga or went to do something one time. And she came back and she was crying. And I was like,
uh-oh.
What happened? And I guess a biker had zipped right by her and screamed like right in her ear. I guess something like move or watch it or something like that. Just zip by, scream something in her
Whoa.
Ear. And he was with some other biker friend, and it almost knocked her over.
Yeah.
Because he was right there, startled her, and like, you know, she's got her headphones, and
sure.
listen to music, but a lot of people do that. And she was super startled and whatever. And then kind of they stopped a little bit ahead. So she stopped by where they were, and she was like, what's your deal? And he said something like, you shouldn't be using up the whole street. It's just, you know, some bro
yeah.
thing. And the other guy, and they're laughing, they're these big dudes or whatever. I wanted
Punks.
To kill, like, it,
yeah.
same as you. If I had a gun in the house and she said, oh, yeah, they're two blocks away, I would have wanted, and I'm not saying I would have done
right.
it, but I would have wanted to go. I mean, I was ready at that point. I even said, are they close? I'm going to go fight them. Like,
Before we go any further, because it just occurred to me, because everybody's so hypersensitive and hears what they want to hear. We are not saying that all people who own guns are going to go on a homicidal rage and rampage. Most, because we know some gun owners are not responsible and have shot people.
Clearly.
Most gun owners are very responsible and are keeping their guns for protection. I think we're taking it to the next level. But, you know, it's the same thing. Any sort of weapon, you could have done the same thing with a bat, piece of pipe, you know, a hammer, anything. If I had anything in the house.
You tend to use hyperbole for humor as a comedic
effect.
But no, effect,
I mean, I've always said that's one of the main reasons I don't own a gun, because my temper is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put myself in a situation where in a rage, I do something I can never take back. Like calling this guy an MF-er and flipping him off, I could take back. Because he is, and he deserved it.
Sure.
But, you know, had I gotten out and beaten him within an inch of his life with a bat, I don't think he deserves that. I think he deserved, I broke his hand. That I think he would have deserved.
I think breaking his hand, he would have deserved.
You know, for whipping something at my car for no reason.
Yeah, people that do these, and this isn't a microaggression or some minor offense. When someone,
he was trying to hurt me. He wanted to
yeah,
hit me.
Yeah, when someone physically tries to hurt you or does something that could endanger you, they deserve to get hurt.
Yeah.
I
don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's self-defense.
Yeah.
You know, this guy, again, had it been up 2 inches, 3 inches, it would have hit me in the face. That's not good. You know?
Man, I'm glad I stopped throwing things at you a few years ago.
It was
from the producer booth.
I'm telling you, man, this was insane. Because the look of rage in his eyes was only met by my rage after the incident.
What time was it?
10:15 a.m.
Oh, he's unemployed. It's the economy.
But it's a Saturday.
Oh.
Even employed people, a lot of employed people are off on a Saturday.
You are right, Brian. Checkmate.
Well, no, he still could be unemployed. Well, with his anger issues, who's going to give him a job?
Yeah, I don't know.
Imagine, you know, he's just whipping stuff around the break room.
He probably works at a tattoo.
Throwing stuff at his boss.
He works at a tattoo shop. He tattooed his own arms, probably. And
he might work at the tattoo shop. He might be a bar back. He might be an accountant. I don't know what he is. Whatever he is, he's an ass.
Whoa.
That's right.
The A word on the Brian.
I almost dropped the H word after it, but then I thought, no, I don't think I don't think we're allowed to do that.
You know, I don't know how that works.
I know that management has told us they want us to conduct the podcasts in concert with content that we would do on the show, language-wise.
Yeah.
So, like, we're not going to come on here and be really filthy and graphic and sexual, even though neither one of us are wearing pants.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't, you know. And I don't know, now that if there's a new word in the Oxford English Dictionary, starts with jag, I don't know if we can say that.
So the moral of this web-exclusive podcast is...
Don't throw stuff at me or I'm going to get out of the car and beat you to death. No, that's not the moral of the story.
I might call it that. Brian Noonan and Cody Goff talk beating people to death on the road. It's clickbaity.
It is very clickbaity.
You'll never believe what Brian and Cody would do to these people that messed with them on the road.
Why don't Brian and Cody have guns?
I like that.
That's a good one.
You want me to put that?
No, I don't know. Listen, you're the social media maven, the guru.
There's a lot of things I could do with social media. Last time I did something with social media, we got a lot of hits on our podcast, and a lot of people in the moped community now hate us. So
I think they've come around. I think I honestly believe the people that I did talk to, not that they became fans or anything, but they realized what was going on.
Yeah, they got
that. So that got diffused, thank goodness, because it wasn't meant to incite anything.
All right, well, I'll do some.
But if this guy, listen, black T-shirt guy who threw something at a blue Hyundai Santa Fe Sport yesterday, if you're listening, I do mean to incite you. Because you and I got a score to settle, my friend.
However, that's not an invitation to come down to the
station.
No,
don't come down. Just send me an email, mm-hmm. and then I'll send you one too.
Whoa.
Or be at that corner next Saturday morning.
Meet me at that corner after your workout.
It won't be any more Saturday morning rehearsals because we open.
That's nice.
Yeah, so it was long day yesterday. Long day. Oh, grueling, actually. One of the actors actually listened to the show last Sunday, the terrestrial show, and... Used it as a mock of me during rehearsal, because we talked to Paul Strolley, our director, and afterwards I was talking about my experience and making my binder and how I didn't feel actorly and how the real actors were doing all this theatrical stuff, and sometimes in the past I made fun of it, but now I see that they're really anyway. So I go there's a physical scene, and I take this one. Hey, Ariana Grande's outside. Check that out, Cody the G. So I go to turn him, and I guess I turned him upstage when I should have turned him downstage.
She's yelling something, and she has glowing ears. I
know
she
got
glowing.
No, it's a Minnie Mouse. It's a Minnie Mouse bow. She really wants attention, and even though we've waved to her countless times, she still wants more attention, and she's blowing us kisses.
I don't know what just happened. A girl in sequins and red glowing cat ears, and she kept blowing kisses and lots of kisses.
Lots of kisses. And squat, like, because I wasn't looking directly at her, so she squatted down so her eyes met mine between the console.
I didn't know what she wanted aside from probably me. Other than that, it's hard.
Maybe it's the glam. Maybe she wants me. Maybe she wants old retro man.
Ah, she wants HRG.
HRG. Maybe she wants some guy from the Kennedy assassination film, from the Zapruder film.
She wants to know who did it.
Who done it? I'll show her who done it. I done it. All right. So anyway, he was like, oh, I know you don't respect the actorly thing, but turn me this way. And I was like, okay. I said, you know, I was just kidding, right? He goes, oh, yeah, I know. Because he had already complimented me on the show. But,
yeah, if I said it, it'd be a little less jokey. Because, man, I did improv for a long time, and those improv warm-ups,
yeah,
hate them.
I don't remember them because it's been so long since I went through Second City. I don't remember the warm-ups.
There were always warm-ups, and they're these stupid little mini-games, and they're easy. Yeah. And it would Zip Zap Zop was the only one I liked.
Okay.
You look at somebody and you say zip. And then you look at somebody else and you say zap. And then you look at somebody else and say zop. And then you continue that. And it's supposed to promote being in the moment and present. So because if I say zip and I look at you, you have to be looking at me. So
Zap back to you?
Yeah, you say zap to whoever you want. So you just kind of pass around the attention kind of.
Okay.
And then... everyone has to be paying attention to everyone at all times.
Right.
That one I like because it's really easy. You're not making anything up. You're just kind of paying attention, and it's a little energizing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I've never liked quote-unquote pre-show stuff. Cross country, we used to have to do – and this is different, but we used to do strides. So you're there at the starting line.
Right.
You're about to run 3 miles, and you do – well, let's do strides. Which means you would do strides across the field and then run back to the starting line while waiting for the guy to shoot the gun. So okay. it'll be mid-October. Cross-country season's still going on because I don't know why in northern Illinois.
Because it's good to run in cold weather.
Apparently. So it'll be literally this would happen, 30 degrees, and we're standing there in shorts and nothing. And the guy's just standing there, and you know you've got 2 or 3 minutes. Some of the teams are still setting up. So now you're about to run 3 miles. Why don't you do strides across this frozen tundra a couple times, which will tire you and your legs and maybe warm you up, but you could get warmed up by the actual run. Hated it. Hated that. It's just like, let me get to the starting line, shoot the damn gun, and let me go. Same with improv, same with act, same with this show. Like, we don't do any weird, cheesy warm-ups.
No, I mean, we plan the show, but to an extent. But yeah, we're not vocalizing
lilo lu.
Like a couple of just morons just sitting making noises. Like,
let's Facebook Live that sometime.
What, us just, yes. Yeah, next week we'll start it by doing our vocal warm-ups.
How Brian and Cody prepare for this show. Well, we'll do it at 4:30 something.
Yes, so you can see our process. Because it's all about the process.
I love the process.
If you came to me after rehearsal and said, what's your process? You've just been here for 6 hours. What's your process? I don't know. I show up at 10. I leave at 4. That's kind of my process here. I show up. I do my job. I leave. That's the process. Mm-hmm. But I did fall into an actorly thing because I said to one character, all right, our characters are supposed to be friends. So where did we meet? And I was like, oh, boy. No, but it makes sense because they say audience members will ask you things like they'll talk to you. And the biggest thing they said they're going to try to make is break character. I will not break
the character. Audience will try to make you break character.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because the audience wants to be jerks. I don't know.
That seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about what's going to happen. I'm very excited and very nervous about what's going
to
happen.
Me neither. I didn't even know what to wear.
Well, you're going to a wedding, you know.
So dress up.
You can dress up. It's a night out. It's a theater experience. Mm. You don't have to wear a tux.
Can I wear red glowing cat ears and sequins?
I think that was a glowing Minnie Mouse bow, actually. I thought it was cat ears at first until she got closer and there were polka dots on them. Either way, you could wear those. I don't know why you would want to, but it's America. You can do whatever you want. You want to wear glowing cat ears or a Minnie Mouse bow or a kilt? You know, I don't know what you want to wear to the night out. You're going to have a nice buffet of love. And champagne toast and a piece of wedding cake.
I'm not going to wear a buffet of love.
No. You'll eat a buffet. Eat at the buffet of love.
Okay.
You'll feast from the buffet of love. All right. So there it is. Yeah, you clickbait it up. Let's make the title sound kind of crazy.
Why Brian Noonan and Cody Goff don't have guns and aren't voting for Donald Trump.
Oh, leave Trump out of this, please. Trumpster.
You got to put Trump in the name of anything to get clicks.
Why Donald Trump wants to disarm Brian and Cody.
Yeah, love
along
it.
With the Secret Service.
There you go. Yeah.
That's it. That's right. Holy cow.
You'll never believe what Donald Trump said about guns, Cody Goff, Brian Noonan, the Secret Service.
And rock and roll tattoos.
Love it.
Yeah. There you go. Just clickbait it up.
Done.
and then sit back and watch the messages roll in.
I think we might disable messaging for this show at that point.
You think?
You can do that.
Probably best.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it for this week?
I'm set.
All right. Thank you for listening, obviously, to the regular show. We always appreciate you listening to this podcast as well. Again, I'll mention Cody's podcast, Game Life Balance US. You can hear that at WGN Plus. Don't forget TonyLovesTina.com. If you use the code Noonan10 for shows up until October 15th, you could save $10 off. I will not, just so you know, I will not be there Sunday, October 9th or the 23rd. So October 9th and 23rd, those are both Sunday shows. Why won't I be there? Because I'll be here. So that's that. All right. Thanks. We will talk to you again next week. Have a lovely time. I'm done.
A time?
Have a lovely time.
Can we quantify that like a good night or a week or month?
No. Have a lovely time until we speak again.
Okay.
Make your time as lovely as possible.
You have no chance to survive make your time? It's a quote. Don't worry about it.
From what video game?
Zero. I don't know.
0 hour 9 a.m. That's from Major Tom, the song by David Bowie.
That's David Bowie. He did Purple Rain.
No, Prince did Purple Rain.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to go now.
Bye.